Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So all audiences, listen, it's 9 o'clock here on the dot, and we're here with...
Immune are getting okay.
And this is Satisfying the Greatness Within You. And really, see, that's what our show is all about. There is a greatness. There is, okay. It was actually the sculptor Michelangelo. I think it was Michelangelo.
Man, stop. I have to stop you right now, sir. Won't be none of that kind of conversation, sir.
Good Lord, I'm trying to get into this. I'm trying to get all pumped up and motivated, and you're going
to
be...
I'm not going to take my show, man, and take it to that way, okay? The show is not about that guy. Guys, we're going to do everything organic.
It is organic. It's all natural, like soybeans and curd and just natural organic soy growing out of the ground and harvested with no chemicals of any kind or whatever. You know, people throw around the word organic so much, I don't think anyone really knows what it means anymore. I don't think that word.
Think so?
Yeah. Because I guess there's only so many. Here's another problem. There's only so many natural resources that after a while, you got to start throwing chemicals into stuff because there's too many people out there and whatever. Now, it's been used so much organic, it's now just a word. When everybody wants to get in on it, it stops meaning anything.
See, this is one of the things that I want viewers to understand. Okay.
Listeners, but yeah. Continue.
I think one of the things that viewers, listeners, you're doing something. Now, we know definition, phrases, people use it for more than one purpose, right? Okay. So, what I'm saying to you is people. I've seen in history that was changing the actual narrative of what the actual ability was. Then some jerk come along, undermine them with no care in the world. And it's so crazy because the viewers, listeners, would just go with them with no care in the world. Then the person would go out, put the limb out there, they had to do so much just to, and then a lot of times they would lose their lives for the people. Then people, once they want to get off the high horse and think about what happened to the person. Like, oh, what happened to the person? They just think that it's the process. They think that everybody is disposable. Great people are not here to be destroyed. Okay, people? They're not here to be destroyed for your pleasure. It's not right for great people that go out their way to change and dedicate all that effort. Then afterwards, people are talking about the few things that's wrong with them. So I was like, I'm doing it. The biggest thing that's wrong with you is you. Because for somebody to change all the people's lives and for the person to get the short end of the stick, they don't get to be with their family, a lot of things is happening. That's why this cycle just keeps going. Because people are just that selfish. And today, this like the attention of selfish-ass people that are intentionally pitting people through all this trauma. Are you able to sit behind the vision of what people are doing and people misery? You can see where this part is never it's going to end the route we're going about it and the way we're going about it. So, this is Comedian Art Getting Okay, and the show is called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. So, what I'm doing right now, I'm satisfying, okay, I'm temporarily delayed with this process of eating. I'm eating, but not the best thing I can eat. It's not. So, let me ask you this. What does satisfying the greatness mean to you?
I think it means that, I'm not going to reference anybody here, but let me just tell you the metaphor. That inside every piece of marble, stone, or whatever, there is a masterpiece just waiting to be chiseled out. You just got to cut away those unnecessary pieces. There is greatness. There is an idealized version of ourselves inside all of us. What we need to do is get all that waste off, all those unnecessary pieces, all the unusable stone. It needs to be shed. The same way that basically, if a boxer wants a great physique, he's got to basically, you know, lose all that flab and build up the muscle. That potential is inside us. The question is, are we tapping it like we should? Are we hitting that? Are we? Are we doing it enough? Even those of us who feel like, my life's okay, it's pretty basic, pretty simple, I don't want to complicate things. Ask yourself, are you really doing what you should do? Are you really getting what you need out of life? Tap the potential.
So what message do you think that people are getting from what you said?
No, that's a tough one. Okay, let's see. What am I saying? The message is really simple. You have to ask. My message is just that. Now, people, there is a greatness inside you. Are you making a daily, hourly attempt to really reach it? Or are you basically more afraid of, I don't know, it seems like too much work, I don't want to fall off the mountain, afraid of becoming one of those people who basically doing so well and then they deliberately self-sabotage because they're afraid to reach potential. Because here's the thing, I've been basically an underachiever my whole life. If I become something successful, I don't know who I am anymore. That's not me, except it is. No, it's you. That's you. That's what you was meant to do. You just let it out. But you may be saying, but that's not the guy I know. I've known this my whole life. I'm afraid to know anything else. And you have to ask yourself, decide if you want to live with that. That's really going to be enough for you every day, especially in those twilight years of yours. A lot of people settle at that point. They just want to sit back, relax, and expire. But ask yourself, did I do everything I really wanted to do with my life? Was it really enough? Am I doing that today? A lot of people in their youth, they try to go out there and they get bombed with drugs, try to have wild sex. And then late at night, when they're really drunk and stoned, they stick their heads out of the sunroof and feel like they're flying. Okay, we all did that at a certain age. But ask yourself something. Could you be doing something just a little bit more important every day of your life like that? Are you living the most? Are you doing the most? Are you rocking the free world? Is your inner potential, is the masterpiece that is inside of you, that is you, is it visible? Has it come out? Is it laying dormant, feeling wasted?
Yeah.
Ask yourself what you're doing right now. And then ask yourself, is that what I want to be doing? Every single moment. Now go ahead, you talk now. It's your show.
I've been talking. I've been eating. And
on the air.
As I'm eating, the message that you're giving is as you go somewhere in life, define what enjoying yourself really means. And as you're getting ready to look for enjoying yourself, what it really means, the meaning reflects in the like of who you are is just magnified in the space of your internal being being stirred up for your purpose to be raised up. And as that come down through you, it is the vapors that's peeling off of your greater being and sharing that as an appetite. Yes, I said it. Sharing that as an appetite for your wealth of information for others. And seeing this as a very vulnerable space, took the time to listen to you as you would be listening to greater moments in your abilities and enjoying yourself. I have to say, thank you for being on this show program today. It's actually nighttime. Where we at? It's nighttime. And as you were speaking, I have to say, it was reaching the altitude of people's vision. People are suffering at this moment, and you are bringing them to a part of their self can be free and allow the pain to be let loose and allow the greatness to be sheltering goodness. And through their soul, we are lifting, bringing more powerful moments. I just say thank you once again. Thank everybody out there that is freeing and taking those moments to connect. Because there's a lot of people out there, as you walk past somebody, they are a living moment. They are a living time in history. And you are a part of that. You have been preparing, preparing this part that now's life have fed you this appetite, and you get to see all your sincerity have what invested in you. Thank you. Right now, we're at the time of 9:12 p.m., Saturday, the 24th of October. And everybody, for those we have not forgot your greater moments, and when you was venting, it was like you was pitting all the magical moments of the icing on the cake and being designed for this moment to be recognized. It hasn't been forgotten. And I want you to understand, you haven't been forgotten. We must keep moving and turning so dessert can be free to share this moment right here. I'm going to put the microphone in my words, microphone, but in this platform, it is the ear listening. I want you to listen to you in the moment. It's been designed for you to be greater, not to be unless, but more greater. Now, what do you get out of that? This gentleman over here got some more words for you. I'll step back in a few moments as I finish eating, listening to this conversation he's putting together.
15 minutes after the hour here on the program. Now, please, get involved. This doesn't have to be a two-person conversation. It could be a three-way. Okay, we're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. And what I'm really getting at was, okay, forget about basically trying to scale every mountain there is or getting to the very bottom of the ocean floor. Ask yourself, what are you doing today for your life that's for the better? Are you doing that? Or tell me, is a part of yourself just feeling unfulfilled? You're not just coming home and crashing in front of the television, smoking cigarettes and drinking alcohol, because that's an organic form. That's organic, all right, but in a way, it's wasteful. Are you making a habit of doing this again and again and again because maybe you're trying to silence that nagging part of your voice that says, I wanted more than this out of life, but it just seems so impossible. I can't take the risk. I'm afraid to change. I don't know. Let me just say this much. Are you making little daily resolutions to do significantly better than you're doing now?
I know.
Those of you who have apartments, have plans to get married to someone, move into a house. Those of you who are basically planning on getting married or thinking about having kids. Well, tell me. What are you doing to make any of your goals and dreams and whatever come true? Are you just settling for being one of the little people?
Hey, we're not, listen to me. There's a lot of little people out there. I understand. He said it, and he didn't mean it the way you may think it, okay? Because we got a lot of drives you put in the computer, and the smallest little drive you see got all the information you can even imagine to have. So don't look at it like everything big coming with great things, okay? Sometimes big responsibility is opportunity for failing with too many options to look at. So let's pull back in to what he's talking about. Man, this guy here, he's talking so well. Thank you so much for telling us and giving us this message so we can connect. Man, it's uplifting. Oh, man. Thank you. Princess, you was talking.
That's a tough one. Okay, let's see. What else? Okay. A little better. Start out a little slow.
Drink just a little more water every day. See, that's only the first step.
People might think, well, gee, that's a novel idea, drink more water.
I drink water. Yeah, but are you doing it like you should?
Are you considering how much water you drink? Here's the thing. How much water should you drink? Depends what you weigh, how much you work out, what you eat, and what pills you take.
Okay. Pills? Oh, man.
No, seriously, are you doing that? No, sorry. Are you doing that? Tell me. Have you ever seen First Dawn? That's the best thing in the world. And I know everybody basically gets up and goes to work, tries to get a special early to get in with that buzz. But tell me, you ever gotten up and seen First Dawn? Those of you who are wondering, that's when you're up before the sun is. You sit back there and you watch the night slowly cascade and turn into day. And personally, all of a sudden, and then the sun is just starting to begin, and everything is, and the air is crisp and clean and brisk. It wakes you up.
But I know, dude, a lot of you people basically thinking, I do that when I have to.
No. You know what I do? I slog my tired corpse into the car after I was brushing and my teeth and shaving while I showered. And I didn't even get a thorough shower because I had to hurry. And honestly, I raced out of the whatever. I raced all to get downtown and all that. And when it's my day off, I basically get up. I start to think, I have to get up. Nope, it's the day off.
Can you
so
demonstrate to
I might
people?
Go right back to sleep.
That is a nice feeling.
But tell me, you notice that you're doing that more and more? Needing to sleep. I mean, look, that's how we get older, dude. You start thinking, I need a nap. Especially Ambien about naps as you get old. No. Okay, here's a little pointer from me. You have a little phone, right? You got a little phone? Okay. Put on that 24-hour relaxation music while you sleep. You know what? And that just helps you see, you wake up in a much better mood. There are little things that basically, these little steps, little things that happen today. Do all these things before you decide to attack your goals every single day. Make your life just a little bit better. Remember, it's all out for you. Everything's waiting for you. The question is, what are you going to do? Make sure you accomplish one kind of really great life-changing goal in your lifetime.
the least.
See, another part of that, because some of you already are doing these things. Some of you are implementing these things as we speak. And you can contest to how this is making your life feel better. You have changed because these months and these hours and these seconds have been changing your actual perspective because you've been, you know, in the house with some of y'all. I've been in the house for months. And you are trying to try a new route of connecting with yourself and giving yourself the opportunity to truly understand the actual instructions that your spirit and your heart have been. Because you're looking at this as an unfamiliar, like, your ability to say, I don't care, is almost like, yes, my heart is almost like the country. And it's connecting me to places that I don't want to go. I want to be like fast polluted traffic that is going into the express carpool lane and able to pay more to be convenient and allow everyone else that don't have two people or sometimes three people that are needed to be in a carpool lane, especially the express one, you gotta pay that money. And they live in their convenience, and now it's all not an option. Now everyone is going through the same experience, and now you have to take it, and you don't necessarily want to take this. And now, it's allowing people to not necessarily, because some of the people out there, they just need a little conversation. And it's allowing people to hear natural conversation they ain't heard in years from this kind of conversation. From a point where it's almost like they're not, you know, in a more executional style lynching of people. Now they get to hear people's vulnerable moments where it's relating to how they feel. Now this time it's all these people around the nation that are having a place to stay, and now the nations and around the world is, you know, is like the soul has have been protested from the bottom of the actual ability to see people's true, you know, and it echo. That's what it's doing now. It's allowing people echoes to be centered in like a sound station. There's no static now. Now there's so many people out there, and there's so many people that can relate. Now they have someone to relate to from a different point of view. And as this time is, it's allowing them to see something that they ain't seen in years. And this is like the most therapeutic time for a lot of people that have been homeless for years to get some connection where people have, in a sense, have never been this deeply connecting to people like that and connecting to that. And now it's like, wow, it's like people homeless and people don't have anything to have some kind of therapy from a very vulnerable, organic place. In a way, they're allowing people that's homeless to heal and say, oh, this is not it. I can get out of this. And it's like, I didn't even think of it. And to them, it's like, wow, this is resonant. It's like, this is the homeless tutoring. And the people that have, I don't call it that so much. I just call it relocation. But people that's relocated to have this actual insight and connecting. Right now, we at 9:24 p.m. This is Comedian Organic OK. And the gentleman over there, like, introduce yourself, because you didn't say who your name is.
I think I did at some point. I'm Talk Dude. The one and the only, accept no substitutions.
I'm going to do all that substitution stuff, because I'm going to do a masterful place in people's ingredients and what they experience. Yes, I'm going to say this for those out there. This show is called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. And when we start gratefully appreciating other greatness and other what we have done, it's like, have you ever seen somebody wait outside for a special release of a product that everybody's trying to do. You see people sitting outside. There's a wild lot of people out there. You got some people in sandals and that little, you know, fold-up chairs and, you know, lawn chairs and things like that. And you look at them, you look close, and you say, oh, those people got new shoes, new socks and things on. This is a different experience than somebody is that you look around and they have something that time has talked on them. And they have, when people close and things start looking like clothes gave up, it gives you a different perspective about dealing with situations. What do you think when people close, Lord, they gave up on them?
When it looks like their clothes gave up on them?
Yeah. Well, I'll leave that for another, that's another show. We have to get into that.
You have to run
show.
That by me. I'm perplexed.
But we're not going to get into that on this show because we've been doing really well. And for those, you know, the comedian part within us, you know, it came out in me because I know that it's things that people find fascinating. And it's things that people feel like it's in good taste, and some people feel like, you know, and that's what it is. Like, my show is not about all those open, because we start opening up the doors for people to sit there and support you and feel like they feel like they don't necessarily agree with you. And you put yourself in a situation where people eventually, when you have a bad day at the office, they're going to feel like it's their job to bully you. It's your own office. And you already said this all the time. You hear this, have you heard it before? I know you have. You know, that's just my opinion. Like, hold on a minute. Like, you just discredit yourself and just say, just your opinion. And that's for the humble people because you're saying it's just your opinion. It doesn't necessarily work that way. Like, you can look at all these different people that became who they are in the world at different ways. They actually, what about, you know, contacting people, getting to people would just waste their time like they had no valuable, you know, ability. And then once they get to the level that people want to be, then they want them to be very vulnerable to how they feel. Do you have any past experience of people trying to make you feel like you're obligated to just entertain their feelings but not entertain your own feelings?
Oh, God, yes, that is a thing of life. That's what we all have to deal with. I want to wrap this up because this show is coming to a close. But the thing is, long story short, this is a fact. We've all come across basically someone just like a big child, me or mine. Everybody, all we can feel mostly more than anything else is our own feelings. Anyway, this show, consider yourself before you consider others. Be the person you want to be. Then you consider others. Now, show's coming in to the end of the wire here, so let's save that for another day, shall we?
Yeah, thank everybody for in your spirit, in your vision, in your lighted moment, carrying this actual ability of us talking and connecting with a part of your vulnerable and connected moments that's in your life. Hey, thank you once again for being a part of the show. And you got any final words before we wrap the show up?
Love yourself. That's the first step. Everybody out there. That's one best way to satisfy the greatness within you, or at least not fully satisfy, but that's the first step. Because at first...
Hey, no half-ass people. People hungry don't want a half cookie. They want the whole cookie that they ate on if they can do it.
That's just the first step.
Hey, let's move on, people. Everybody, this is Comedian Organic, okay? And this is in the show. Talk with y'all at another point in time. And thank the actual co-guest, Comedian
Organic, okay?
And Talk Dude.